With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stock markets worldwide rocketing higher as oil prices tumble. It follows word of the two-week U.S.-Iran ceasefire, allowing for further negotiations and a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump calls it a big day for world peace. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane is quick to remind Tehran that the U.S. military not going anywhere.
Let us be clear, a ceasefire is a pause, and the joint force remains ready if ordered or called upon to resume combat operations.
As the countdown continues to America's 250th birthday this July 4th, interest in God's providence over the life of our nation is on the rise. Author Cynthia Scott says key moments in our history, from the time of the Pilgrims and Puritans right up to today, clearly point to God's influence over America.
I have to say that in terms of the topic of this book, which is God's hand on the founding of America, there's great interest because I think it's history that we've not been taught. So I do see a great interest in what God has done in America, and there's a great interest for people to know it. There's a hunger for the truth.
Cynthia Scott is author of the book Celebrating God, Our Founder at America's 250th Birthday. And she hopes the volume will make documented scripture-based prayer part of history for all Americans. President Trump says the U.S. will work with Iran to dig up enriched uranium buried by last summer's airstrikes. And Mr. Trump, while not mentioning China or Russia by name, threatens punishing tariffs on any nation that tries to rearm Iran during the ceasefire. Georgia's 14th congressional district seat to remain in Republican hands. Clay Fuller has won a special runoff election for the seat vacated by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up just over 1,000 points. The Nasdaq ahead 578 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse goes to Lebanon.
The giant Christian relief group is helping people displaced by fighting between the resident Muslim terrorist group Hezbollah and the Israeli army. Samaritan's Purse reports delivering over 50 tons of relief supplies to Beirut, including medicine, tents, solar power lights, blankets, and hygiene kits. After the U.S. and Israel opened their offensive against Iran, Hezbollah launched attacks into Israel from Lebanon, sparking the current fighting. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department says it has ended Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. The Education Department issuing a statement saying the administration is removing unnecessary and unlawful burdens from the schools. This is SRN News. Someone in Indianapolis does not like data centers.
An Indiana politician says someone fired 13 shots at his front door and left behind a note reading "no data centers" on his doorstep. Indianapolis Councilman Ron Gibson said he and his 8-year-old son weren't harmed in the incident early Monday. Officers called to a home on East 41st Street on Monday morning found evidence of gunshots being fired at a house, but no injuries were reported. Gibson supported the Indianapolis Metropolitan Development Commission's decision last week to approve a rezoning petition for a project for Metroblox, a data center developer in Gibson's district. Keith Peters reporting.
Travelers will soon face restrictions on how many portable chargers they can carry on a flight as airlines try to reduce the risk of another lithium battery fire on board their jetliners. More details, SRNNews.com.